The message you're about to listen to has been offered to cause a revival in your life. Now receive the ministry of FEM Foundation.
Praise the Lord. We had a wonderful time last week for our Thanksgiving, and my wife happens to be in Abuja this morning, and I was supposed to be in Lagos this morning, but something happened. I want you to lift up your hands and let's pray for Arik. No, seriously. Because sometimes we are the ones that are the salt to restrain. If it may shock you, many of us may not be able to go to some West African countries without Arik. So if you are saying, your mouth, what you speak, either produces death or life. For the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So lift up your hands and let's declare. If aero contractors went down in front of us, families did not have jobs. People lost jobs, I hope you know that. That means that some people's family went into recession. Declare, the Lord visit Arik Air. Come on, go ahead. Let's pray over them. Pray over the aviation industry in Nigeria. And so what, Father, we thank you for a great visitation. There's a turnaround. New players are coming in. The ones that are there, there will be a sustenance. We declare Nigeria shall have their own carrier. National carrier is being bettered right now. We declare that will it be. Arik, we have a rejuvenation, new injection of funds. Give them strength, give them foresight, vision, in Jesus' name. How do you feel now by praying for them? Can I say something to you? What you pray for or who you pray for, you can't condemn. You know why you have the judgmental spirit sometimes? Because what you are judging negatively, you're not praying for. And if you're into media here, maybe I just have to say you play actively in the social media. Please stop giving debt. Your media should be Philippians 4:8. Whatsoever things that are true, whatsoever things that are lovely, whatsoever things that have good report, pure. He said that's the thing I want you to think on. If you want people to think on those things, that means you must be saying it. So anything that is not true, because we have many lies today. Anything that is not lovely, anything that does not bring life, don't write it. When you're about to write, ask yourself, is this thing bringing light, life, or death? If it's not, don't. No matter how persuasive it is. Is it going to cause division between two people? Don't say it. What would Jesus say on social media? And the first communicator was God. The Bible says in the beginning God created the heavens and earth, and the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move, and God said. Why do you say when the Spirit is not moving? I don't know why I started like that today. Maybe it's for... I just feel we should pray for barrenness. You're believing God for a child, or you're believing God that there's something that you have created, but it has not been formed. Maybe it's a business idea. For the past 3 years, 2 years, even last, for the past 1 year, you have not seen, there's no conception, but you have already received it in the spirit realm. I feel we should pray for that. If you're such a person, please come forward or stand up wherever you are. You have formed something, you have created something, but can you come forward quickly. Let's pray for that. You know that it's about to happen. You see, God in Genesis 1, God created. In Genesis 2, He formed. And so please, quickly, let's pray over them. Can I get the ministry team? If you're part of this ministry team, quickly come. Quickly. Let's pray for them. Whether it's a fruit of the womb, you can also come. I just feel this is the season of breaking barrenness. The season of breaking barrenness is just here. There's something you want to see. Can you come this way? There are people here. Pray over them quickly. Release life. Speak over their situation. Speak over their situation. No shame, no judgment. No shame, no judgment. You have been carrying something in the spirit realm. You know this is, but you have not seen conception. It seems there's a barren situation in your life. And so we break that over your life. We break it off. We declare you are free. We declare you are free. We declare you are free. Just speak to that situation. Break it off so that they can go back to their seat. Release life. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. And so we speak to every womb in this place. Womb of businesses, begin to take conception right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we'll break that. Every womb to carry a child. God has given. Before Abraham could enter, the Bible says to carry his children. The Bible says, and he changed his name from Abraham, exalted father, to the father of multitude. And so even as we speak to you now, there's a name change. We'll bless you with that new name that you carry. And everyone that's seated, please pray for them too. It's not the time for you to sit down and speak. This is, we are ministering together. Declare over them. It's over. We declare life, 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 life. Let it begin to take shape now. That business idea, let it take shape right now. Let there be a conception today. Let there be a conception. We release conception right now. In the name of Jesus. We don't know how a baby is formed, but God knows. And so, Lord, we come from the supernatural and we declare nothing is impossible. There is a forming right now taking place. That is it. We release that. Yes. It's done. And if you are watching us by way of World Wide Web, we also release that same this anointing that is flowing in this place. You know that there is something you are carrying in the spirit that has not yet manifested physically. And so we declare the barren season is over, your dry season is over. It's a time where it's coming together and forming. And we declare that over your life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. And so we just release life in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, put your hands together. Let's give God praise. Let's give God praise in our house. And we thank you, Daddy. We thank you, Father. It is done. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we know that the goodness of God is already manifesting in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you believe that, shout a good amen. Amen. For the promises of God are yes and amen. All I need to do is not to ask how, but to just declare yes and amen. He say, arise, shine, for your light has come. So my light has come. The only thing I need to do is to arise. And I will shine. Praise the Lord. We're still on our series, Seeing from Heaven's Perspective. I made some friends last week. I thought I won't see your face this week. But God has a way of doing things. I'm here again. Amen. And I just want you to understand that there's a way heaven sees things. And when I say heaven, you know, sometimes when we talk heaven, people think heaven is a place. No, it's a person. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So where was God when he created heaven? God is not in heaven, heaven is in God. The heaven, the highest heaven cannot contain him. So says David. Understand. No place can hold him. Heaven and earth will pass away. So as he's passing away, where will he be? He's a good God. He's, we cannot, with your mind, you can't comprehend him. You can't. All you need to do, Christianity is called the faith, not the reason. And until you show up like that, you may not understand. Can I indulge you again to rise up on our feet as we declare our vision and our mission? Declare with me, want to go, our vision. A people empowered to cure desert places in all stages and segments of life. Our mission, making people know the person and the power of the Holy Spirit by a definite experience. Building healthy relationships and raising leaders for global transformation. You may be seated. I don't want you to always recite it without meditating on it. So that's why the Bible will say in Psalms, Selah. Selah means pause and think. Why did we show you our vision? So that you know where we are going to. That's the big picture. A people empowered to cure desert places in all stages and segments of life. That means that a doctor's calling is not inferior to my calling as a pastor. That a woman who has been called to be at home to raise the next revivalist as a stay-at-home mom or mother is not inferior to a woman in the banking industry. Because when you begin to compare yourself to one another, the Bible calls you a fool. And so, all stage and segment of life is that will be sprinkled on every stage and segment of life as salt and light. So, it's not about manifesting only in church. So, anything that happens here that cannot happen in the marketplace, then you came to a shrine. If there's healing of headache here, and you always bring people here for healing, then you are creating desert places. The two fish and the five loaves did not turn to multitude or did not multiply inside a church building. And neither was Lazarus raised on the altar. And our mission is that for you to do that, you have to have an encounter with the Holy Spirit. It has to be a personal thing. And with that, by January, I will take everybody in this church. We have been doing it so that you know how we are doing it, the culture of our church. We have a culture we are planting. And this culture is specific. It's very specific. And this culture is what generations that we may never see may ride on. It's not a call to a denomination, it's a call to a lifestyle and to camp around the present. The ultimate is that you'll be global transformers. That's why I say you shall go to the ends of the earth. You can start locally, but you're not a local champion. The world is waiting for you. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, it said, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord has God has made. And he said to the woman, 'Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" We jump over to verse 8 to 11. "And they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. Then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself.' And he said, 'Who told you?' that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree which I commanded you that you should not eat? God planted two trees. Without options, you cannot declare that you love him. And the two trees were not bad. One was the tree of life. One was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Knowledge, not the tree of evil. So nothing evil comes from God. But he controls evil. Even the devil submits to his command till today. And he asked. Because when the enemy wants to do something about you, he wants to turn your identity upside down. And he said, has God indeed said? And when God came to fellowship with his creation, his son and his daughter, and he said, Adam, where are you? Adam said, I heard your voice and I hid myself because I was naked. He said, who told you? I want to ask you a question today. Who told you you're a failure? Who told you? Where are you getting information from? You are depressed today because you saw your friend on social media. Who told you? Who told you you're barren? Because as long as Adam was taking information from God, he didn't know he was naked. He got information from another realm. I can assure you, many of you this week, you'll get information from different sources. Who told you? Who told you? Who told you? You know, you must understand that God is in love with you. Not that he loves you. There's a different thing. God loves me, I agree. I love you, but I'm in love with my wife. There are two different things. He's crazy about you. He vacated heaven to be with you. That's why his name is called Emmanuel. It's immanent. In other words, he's there with you. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the ends of the age. In other words, he will never leave you nor forsake you. I may not understand what is going on, but God is not about to explain to you. All you need is his presence. And so, I want to talk about this morning, seeing yourself as heaven sees you. As long as you don't see yourself the way heaven sees you, you're going to shortchange yourself. You're going to perform. Because Adam and Eve were trying to assess through performance what they wear by gift. He said, the day you will eat, you'll become like God. And they were already God. Because they were created in the image and likeness of God. He told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, command these stones. In other words, use your identity to create something that is already yours. And every day, we have been commanding. You know, the miracles that come from the kingdom of darkness is for show. Our own miracle is for redemption. So, you can disappear here, but in the kingdom of darkness, they disappear anywhere to show themselves. You can disappear if God understands, if God wants to make those ones that want to kill you to be afraid, so he makes you to walk through walls. But there's a tendency for you to want to perform what he has given you by reason of making you in his own image. God gave birth to you, so you are God. Out of all the creation that God made, you were the cap. He made you a little lower than angel, a little lower than Elohim, God himself. That means that angels are not in your class. The Bible says we shall judge angels. You must understand that the primary tool of the devil is deception. To deceive you. He has been defeated 2,000 years ago. So the only thing he has is deception. the more you look, the less you see. And most times, when you swallow this deception, you empower him. The devil does not have authority, but he has power. And what is the power he has? Is the power of deception. As long as he begins to suggest lie to you, when you believe those lies, what happens is that you actually begin, you have already passed your authority to him. And so we must get to that level where we understand that our beliefs becomes our thoughts, and our thoughts becomes our words. Our words becomes our actions, and our actions becomes our habits. Our habits becomes our values, and our values becomes our destiny. And so where does this start from? Your beliefs. As long as you believe a lie, it will enter your thoughts. As long as it enters your thoughts, it starts coming out from your mouth. Today, most banks do not have cash to give you. And some of you will start talking. And meanwhile, Isaiah 55 says, who? You know, sometimes, before I even said that statement, now some people are saying, come and buy, and without price. As long as you are not following that line of thought, you don't believe it. And so what do we need to do? You must understand that your perpetual agreement with negative past experiences are lies that create the biggest stronghold and block God's purposes. A baby cannot move, cannot start walking, if the baby actually determines his or her future by her past. As long as I have not walked before. Because a baby has no past experience of walking. A baby can only walk because he sees the parents walking. And who is your father? And as long as you don't agree with the negative past experiences that you have, because most times we renew our mind with the past experience. I don't understand why my father died or my mother died when I prayed and I believed God and they still died. And somebody else who did not believe God, I even believe for the person, the same sickness my father had, the same sickness my mother, I prayed, the person instantly was well. But I thank God for Romans 8:28. All things work together for the good of them that love him, who are called according to his purpose. All things will work together in the end. As long as it's not good in the end, then it has not finished. It has not finished. And so you find out that it creates a biggest stronghold and block God's purposes. Because you must understand what's the meaning of stronghold. Stronghold means a place where a particular course of belief is strongly defended or upheld. I can tell you. If I say, we can buy without money, say, Pastor, we know, but. Every time I begin to hear but from you, you know what? Where you are launching attack from? From your stronghold. From your stronghold, because one, you have lived so much in lack when you were growing up that it created a stronghold from there, and that's where you are going to launch attack. I remember those days in 1986, there was no visa to London, and the ticket was 600 naira. And so people that were even pregnant then came back home to give birth. The children are fighting today. They say, why did you come? I don't want to talk some things. I want to leave some things away. But you must understand that if you don't break down your stronghold and create another stronghold that is strongly guarded by the word of God, you are going to launch an attack that will destroy your destiny and defeat you. What you believe about yourself could be your limitation. The devil is not your limitation. That babalawo in your street is not your limitation. As powerful and strong as he think he is, it's not your limitation. It may even shock you, Nigeria government is not your limitation. Because the ambassador of America to Nigeria, his limitation is not Buhari. And every day you call yourself, I'm a kingdom, I'm an ambassador of God. A royal generation, call forth to show forth his praise. You know how to speak all those things. And at the end of the day, you don't address yourself as an ambassador. When an ambassador comes here, doesn't bow to anything, to any authority. But why? He is the governor or the president of his country in this country. You represent God here. And we must represent it well. And you know what is going to start? Everything about your life is tied. Whether you are hopeless or hopeful, is tied to a belief. You cannot be angry now and work yourself to hopefulness or hope. Be hopeful. Say today, I'll be hopeful. Every hope is tied to a belief. And I can tell you, most Christians are very unhappy and hopeless. And everywhere you see hopelessness, it's a sign of a demonic attack. I like for people to mourn. Mourning is good. To grieve is kingdom. To see, I don't know what will I do now. Now two of us want to trade these children. Now you don't die. What will we go do now? My life don't finish. When you begin to slide to that, that is unbelief and it's demonic. You can ask people that lost their husband and thought that all has finished. Has it really finished? It may shock you. Many of us are not serving Alpha and Omega. I tried to explain to somebody and I said, my brother and sister, I don't want to be rude, but you are serving Mammon. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, he said, you can't serve God and Mammon. I didn't say devil now, because devil is not the opposite of God. Jesus said, you can't serve my father and mammon. And I can assure you, many believers, the only thing that can make them happy now is a lot. A lot. It may even shock you there in church. Once something rings, there's a vibration. A lot. And when they are giving testimony, you will know. You know, we don't, there's some testimony that we give in church that people don't clap. Say, Father, say, my brothers and sisters, help me praise God. Before when I open Bible, I'll be sleeping. Now, when I open Bible, I will read 20 chapters, 50 chapters. I'll be going. It seems as if the Bible has come alive. They say, praise God. And somebody will stand here and say, last week, just last week here, you stood, man of God, and you declared and pronounced, that money cometh to me now. Pastor, you can't believe it. You say, my brothers and sisters, you know, say, You can't believe it. They say, tell us, we will believe. I was just going, I didn't do anything. My uncle just called me, said, take down this number. He said, no, don't even take down the number. Send me your account. Before I said, Jack, I've not entered Robinson. A lot came. Pastor,
ask me how much. Half a miller. The whole church will say, I take that key. I received that key. When somebody said, I read the Bible, and I'm not assessing mystery, say, come on for them. They did say it to say, come, let's hear better testimony. Does it not shock you why you don't read the Bible again? The same word that created you is the same word you are running from. What creates something is what will sustain the thing. And that's why your belief is topsy-turvy. Today you are hot, tomorrow you are cold. It's beliefs. Because you don't see yourself. So when you see somebody on a big stage singing, I say, nah, this kind of small stage I will sing for life. The guy don't blow. Why? Because you equate your identity with where you stand on. When God created everything, he said it was good. In God's kingdom, there's no good, good, or goodest. Good is the standard. Look at somebody, say, I'm good. You didn't say it very well, say, I'm good. Your current belief can limit your future. This kingdom of God is not advanced by good behavior. It's advanced by good beliefs. As long as you don't have good beliefs, you're not going to advance forward. So your belief can place a limitation on your future. Listen, the caterpillar, in trying to become a butterfly, must produce a cocoon out of the mouth that will envelop him, and out of the cocoon will come a butterfly. Why? What you speak will envelop you, and we create what you have spoken. Every believer has a personal responsibility of replacing negative beliefs. So you see, God has a responsibility to renew your spirit. That's why he died. But the responsibility of renewing your mind is for you, not for him. And so if I do the job for you of renewing your mind, it's idolatry. Every believer has a personal responsibility to renew their mind. Every believer. That's why I say, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world. That means that this world has a pattern. But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a daily fight, my brothers and sisters. It's not one of transaction. That's why this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. So, every person here, listen, it's a war of beliefs. It's a war of beliefs. It's a war of belief. You can go to a place now, you feel inferior. You will get home and you will not be able to sleep. I've seen people comparing themselves to their former classmate. Nobody's your classmate. Oh. You were in the same class. You were not classmate. Say my classmate. Which classmate? Were you the one? You went into the same school. You read the same course. You are not classmate. You are running your own lane. You are running your own race. And lay aside every weight. Weight of negative beliefs. They will envelop you. Do you know how many people are keeping money now? Say, my brother, bank will soon fold. My brother. We have to hold cash. Mammon. I tell you, Mammon. People have used Mammon to renew their mind that until they see cash, they can't dream. My brother, have you started planning for the wedding? Say, when money come, it's finished. I'm telling you, that's what you... They know they plan without money. Why have you not started this business? Say, when I have this money, I will start. It's not when I have God. And you can go to war based on that. And you have a scripture that says, ho. Ho means an outburst of expectation. Come and buy. Without money and without price. There's a message I preached on 2 Wednesdays ago called Money. And I was still going home that same Wednesday. Driving with 2 persons, they say, Pastor, money answered all things. So, in my mind, all this talk I talk, they were launching attack at me from their own stronghold. Listen, every day when you get to the marketplace this Monday, people have their stronghold. From there, they will launch argument. From there, they will launch attack. But the Bible says, casting out down every argument. They will launch attack. They were trying to pull me down to their stronghold. I said, never. Never. I said, Pastor, we're just trying to be silent. The Bible said that money answered all things. That means that, let me try to say it again to you. With money, all things are. If money answer all things, that means that with money, all things. You know, your voice has calmed down now because to you, money answers. So I try to define it that with money, all things. No, you are no longer talking because now there's another belief that you have not really renewed your mind with. See, if I say so now, I will disrespect God. No. In your mind, you have already disrespected him because you do not believe him. And I say, okay, let's pray. Let's pray. Because I know that if I pray, God will show up. How much do you think you want to give for Thanksgiving next week, this Sunday? One said 4,000, one said 25,000. I say, okay, let's pray. On Monday, I asked the one for 25,000. I said, I didn't know what happened. My sister just called me and sent me money above 25,000. I said, money. You receive not because you do not ask. And when you ask for your greed. To show your classmate. I don't arrive. Like my foot prefect those days. This is how it comes to the. I don't arrive. Claire! So every day is warfare. Every day is warfare. Warfare of my beliefs. To keep my stronghold intact. They that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. I want to remain there. I want to be the living sacrifice on the altar. But the problem with living sacrifice is that they normally crawl out. In Colossians 3, 9 to 10, it said, do not lie to one another since you have put off the old man with his deeds. And have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. There is a new image you have now. If any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Then that means that I will start renewing my mind with the new image I have. Not with the old one that I have, with all the lies that the old one has. And therefore, we need to now begin to use keys to replacing negative beliefs. Negative beliefs. Listen, I tell you, I just call it negative beliefs. What I want to really say, keys to displacing lies. How many of you believe lies? Yeah, raise up your hand. You know, most believers will never say they believe lies. Say, God forbid, lie. But when I say money does not answer all, you argued. It's a pastor. Bishop so-and-so preached it. The fact that they preached it maybe is a lie. Does not turn it to a truth. Why? Because the programming of the world has programmed you for colored paper. the programming of the world, has programmed each and every one of us. The developed countries are the worst. They have programmed them. That in some countries, if you don't borrow, you don't have good credit rating. And the Bible said, the borrower. No doubt, there is what is called leverage. Even the Jewish people practice leverage, but they don't use usury. You can never see the Jewish people because they come together and do what is called networking, partnership. In church now, if you say, let's partner, I say, bros. No, they no finish. This is the reason why many of us are not unleashing our full potential, because it's not good for man to be alone. It's not about marriage. How many of you believe lies? I'm still deprogramming myself. You know, some of you will not raise up your hand. I asked a man, I said, that day we are saying, who is the chief intercessor of a home? I said, the wife. I said, verse what, chapter what in the Bible? That says the wife is the intercessor of the house. It's not in scripture, they preached it to you. And you swallowed the hook, line, and sinker without confirming as Iberian Christians. The greatest enemy of the devil himself is the woman. I will put enmity between you, your seed, and him. So the one that has the greatest as such is to be helped. And the bridegroom that is waiting for us for the marriage feast of the Lamb, the only ministry he carried to heaven was the ministry of intercession. So most men are not prayer warriors or intercessors. They leave it for their, my wife, get up, pray. I'm not succeeding. That's why they say you are not praying. That's why I'm not succeeding. And you can, people have divorced with this. They have really divorced. Say, my wife, don't they pray? Sing Beke, the wife, every day in church. Paulinus, Ngbafo, Ingbejime. Listen, they will use past experience to renew their mind. Who told you that the woman is the chief intercessor? That's why you give the woman the position that is not hers, then you open her up to the spirit of Jezebel. The first one is giving the word of God first place. Does the word of God settle every controversy in your life? Have you ever heard people say, hey, the word of God says, I know. Drop the word of God now. This is real life. So the word of God is fake life. I'm talking about believers. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 29, it says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. That means the word of God can actually bring health to your flesh. David said, that what have I hidden in my heart that I may not sin against you? I mean the word of God. Once the word of God is not first place in your life, because it was the word of God that created you, so it must be first place. Every other one becomes second place, or even if they have place. They should not have any place. The word of God is first place in your life. Listen, this is a code for your operation. The operational manual for you. He gave you the written word and the living word. Everywhere is quiet. As long as the book is covered, weeping continues. How many chapters of the Bible do you read a day? This is not condemnation. We need to go into the Word of God and read it. You know, that's when we now begin to say, I'm not a pastor. As if the Bible said, this book of the law shall not depart from the mouth of pastors. Given the Word of God. Not only giving it first place, it's also meditating on the Word of God. Meditating on the Word of God is what we have not really grasped to a great extent. When you see a goat sitting by itself, before you know it, it starts chewing. It will swallow, bring it out. Four compartments of the stomach. That means that sometimes you read the Bible, it has entered only the first compartment. Those days that you, even now, some of you still practice it, when you chew bone, begin to put in your plate, later you pack it. To get the real juice. You see, some of you are saying, do you do that? Don't say yes or no, just wink at me. Why? Meditation is actually extracting some depths of rhema from the word you have. So he says, you know what? Don't think on what continuous negative news gives to you every week. He said this thing is Al Jazeera. I don't listen to local news. International. One day somebody told me something. I said, where did you get this news? He said, Facebook. Ah. Facebook. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, it said, do not let this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. You. Nobody can meditate for you. No matter how I love you, I can't meditate for you. Don't worry. Many of you are meditating, whether you like it or not. Because you are using your imagination now. Because your imagination, you imagine how life will be without money. Two of us. That's meditation. It's called negative meditation, aka worry. Don't ever think about your future without God. That's why you are really saying, when I save this money now, I'll get this land, I'll build this house. In 4 years, with this thing balanced like this, some of you are planning with three things they call something, something, something. Say, in the next 3 years, when things go like this, it's okay. Do not say, I didn't warn you. Program into that thing was said, a clause that you don't know. And that clause says, what you cannot lose, don't put it there. I leave it like that. Alpha and Omega, it will not lie to me. Jehovah Nissi, I've said my own now. No problem, I will still hug you. It's okay. Life continues. Jesus will not be angry with you. He won't switch off his love. I assure you that. Meditating on the word, I didn't call Nemo. Meditating on the word of God will help you. Listen to me. You see, to the word system, meditation on the word of God is a waste of time. Except to Nigeria. I will tell you the principality in this country. You know what it's called? Impatience. We are hurrying to nowhere. Even in the road, eating food, and our name is not Russian. I say 30 years, I never hammer. When I go hammer, because you have your own timing. That the word has already told you, this is what you should be by so-so and so. This is what you should be by so-so and so. This is when you should be by so-so and so. If you are not like this by so-so and so, if you don't leave your father's house by so-so and so, Prince Charles, where is he living? It's okay. Man of God, how many years did you say your church is? 10 years. Now it's not still be like this. God is not here. Listen, as long as you begin to meditate on the word of God, you find out that your belief is strengthened. You begin to get the juice of it. And you know what? Not only that, you are now practicing it. It's not only about knowing it, it's practicing it. Practicing it. If you say you know about generosity, you are not generous, you are only hearers. The half brother of Jesus said in James chapter 1, verse 22, he said, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving." Listen, the devil is not only accuser of the brethren, he's the one that also accused God to the brethren. So that means that the devil is even deceiving you. You are deceiving yourself by not being doers of the word. How many people will go to church today? They will hear the fruit of the Spirit, kindness, patience, everything, even as they are leaving church. Move! Same members of the same church. They just spoke about patience. Dear. Poco a poco. Poco a poco. Even the Italians will say piano, 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 piano. Piano, piano. Even our brothers that have gone there now say, where is the paper? They say piano, piano. Things must go through process, whether you like it or not. You can't impregnate 9 women and in 1 month expect a baby. It must... You can't force a baby. Say, "I've given birth to you. You walk now." In the name of Jesus, walk. Things must go through process, and as you begin to practice the word of God, some people have just practiced tithing for only 2 weeks. Say, this is not the work. One thing my spiritual father told me: say, Ben, when it has opened, it has opened. The law of breakthrough is Galatians 6:9. Don't be worrying, we're doing. For in due season, there's a due season. There's a due season, you will just laugh like, become sure. Whether you like it or not, Ogoro must jump. Whether it's not jumping today, it will jump tomorrow. The fact that it's a frog, it must jump. It may not jump now, it will jump. You cannot look at a guava tree without a fruit in it and say, no, this is a mango tree. No. A guava tree is a guava tree without any fruit. And so you say, I'm wonderfully and fearfully made. I'm going somewhere to happen. They say, where is your child? They say, no. I'm a father of multitude. They say, how many children? Say, no one. Mother of multitude. What's your name, Sarah? How many children? Instantly obeying the voice of our renewed spirit. Listen, let me tell you. What was the blessing that God gave Jacob? Look, Christians that have been reading Bible. What was the blessing? It was a name change. The greatest thing God can give you is your identity. You know why you are manifesting this thing is because you see yourself as a failure. That's why failure must constantly follow you. Because you are a spirit trying to have a human experience. Instantly obeying the voice of your renewed spirit. The Bible says in Job chapter 32 verse 8, it says, for there's a spirit in man. The breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Gives him understanding. Instantly obeying. Sometimes God told you to do some things. You didn't do it because you were afraid. Then all of a sudden you walk past and saw somebody doing it. Then you now get angry. There are people that have blessed your pastor here. You are not angry with them. You say, they're not telling me. No, they're not supposed to tell you. Say, one do say me, they like and wear. Who would say said so? God told you 3 months ago. You refused. Or you were still postponing it. I want God to make fat. The person that is doing it now, hearers are angry with doers. No. Once you are a hearer, you are not a doer. You are under the spirit of deception. Instantly, Apostle Paul said, when I heard the heavenly voice, I didn't confer with flesh and blood. Is it in the word of God? Yes. I don't need another sermon to tithe. I don't need another sermon to be generous to the poor. I don't need another sermon to be generous to those that lead me well. I don't need another sermon. All I need to do is that I hear it and I do it. I don't need another sermon to honor everybody, every man. I don't need another sermon. Instantly obeying. I don't need another sermon when he say park and pray for that person. No other sermon. Because he say as you go, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils. I don't need another sermon. Say, Pastor, you not tell me where. How? How will I tell you again? I can't. That's why you see, they that are led by the pastors are the sons of God. God forbid, I don't want to take the Holy Spirit's place in your life. I want to activate you so that you can hear his voice by yourself. And I'm aware people want to take the space of the Holy Spirit, and I don't want to. That will be your portion. You will walk with the Holy Spirit. Amen. You didn't hear what I said. I said you will walk with him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. I declare this is the season you will see yourself as heaven sees you. Amen. God said, who told you? Who told you that you are a failure? You are from a poor country. The country may be poor, but you are not poor. And who told you that potentially Nigeria is poor? Who told you? Who told you? A country you can plant and tomatoes can even grow near Olo. Olo, Olo means grinding stone. Tomato will grow there. Pepper will grow near Olo. In a country where pepper grows near Olo and grinding stone, it's poor. People have harvested tomatoes on their roof. AKA Ukoni roof. That they have harvested pepper. and you say you are poor, you have been programmed wrongly. And I break every lie that says you are poor. You may be broke, but you are not poor. Jesus became poor that I, through his poverty, will become rich. I may not have it in my pocket, but I am not poor. I am rich. The banking colored paper does not regulate my economy. I come from an economy. The Bible says that in Genesis 37, and Jacob had a dream and saw angels ascending and descending. This angels are not in heaven, they are here. Because you are not giving command, they are not ascending. And so when I say money cometh to me, I'm activating every angels around. If Ochuko blood can bring money to the ritualist, Ochuko. Say Ochuko, the boy. Ochuko. What about the blood of Jesus? They speak better things than the blood. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you have. And you don't know whose you are. And so I declare, money coming to you this week. Destiny's helpers are coming. Everything that is in store in heaven for you this month that has not yet been delivered, I activate every angel. The angel armies now begin to go, bringing promotion, bringing provision, bringing protection in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this message. For other life-transforming messages, please call 0805-1028-787 or 0706-969-6499 or visit our website at www.femfoundationng.org.